Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Bob Dylan recorded Like a Rolling Stone at Columbia Recording Studios in New York City on this day in 1965 in the sessions for the forthcoming Highway 61 Revisited album. Session musicians included Mike Bloomfield and Al Cooper, whose organ on Like a Rolling Stone became one of the most recognisable sounds. Here is Bob Dylan.
To me, it's alive, you know. Frank Sinatra might have recorded a song in the 40s with a different kind of band that he's singing the same song with today, you know. But it's a song that holds up. So that song holds up for me, okay. You know, holding up means just discovering new things in it and every time it's performed. See, you can't be a singer and sing some kind of song that's not going to be new for you every time you perform it.
About having to be scrounging.
Roxette shot to number one on this day in 1990 with It Must Have Been Love. The song taken from the film Pretty Woman became the duo's third US number one and number three hit in the UK. Originally recorded as a Christmas song, but was reworked to become a ballad after the producers of the movie approached Roxette.
They said, we really want you to be part of this movie and we want you to deliver a ballad, especially a ballad. And I said, we don't have any ballads. I don't have time to write any ballad, and we can't record it because we were busy traveling all over the world promoting Look Sharp. So I said, but I have a Christmas song, and we can replace the Christmas lyric with a normal lyric, so to speak, a love song. And we can do some additional recordings with that. A couple of months later, the movie came out, and it became this blockbuster film and a blockbuster song, you know.
It must have been.
And remember this song from the early 80s. Patrick Waite from Musical Youth, best remembered for their 1982 single Pass the Dutchie, was born on this day in 1958. It became a number one hit around the world, was a cover version of two songs, Gimme the Music by Hugh Brown and Pass the Coochie by the Mighty Diamonds. Patrick Waite died in 1993.
I love seeing the response of people when they hear Pass the Dutchie.
Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side.
Give me the music, make me jump and prance.
It's a go dog.
Give me the music, make me looking at it all.
And that is Today in Music, Tuesday, the 16th of June. Mix 104.9.